You've just heard the breaking news in our bulletin at 5 o'clock about Everton Stadium at Bramley Moor. I've just been handed this news. 52,000 capacity proposed by the football club, and it could rise in the future to 62,000. Now, the Blues say that it is still dependent on some factors, and they could still, or there will still be further public consultation and engagement with supporters over it all. But 52,000, the proposed capacity for the stadium. There's going to be a second public consultation held next summer, and after that the club intends to submit a detailed planning application for the stadium in the second half of 2019, at the same time outlining the planning application for the redevelopment of Goodison Park. So to talk about this, I'm joined by Blues fan and writer David Hughes. Good afternoon.
Hi, Matt. How's it going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Great to have you back on. And, well, exciting news for the Blues, because it looks like things are finally moving forward with Bramley Moor Dock.
Yes, definitely. I think it's been one of them for a while where there seemed to be no updates. And, of course, people were getting a little bit nervous. Are we going to have another Kirby or the original waterfront? But, thankfully, all the right steps seem to be getting taken with this proposed move. And I mean, that's obviously fantastic news that there's a set figure in terms of how many seats we're going to have in the ground. So, yeah, good news.
52,000 is a significant rise on what Goodison currently holds.
Yeah, it is. But I think it's what we need as well. I think there's room for expansion there, but I know a lot of people have been pushing for the upwards of 60. I think it's got to be organic growth. I think it's a smart move. If you've just got over 50k there now, I think Everton could fill that. As you know, there's a waiting list of season tickets now of around 10,000. So we could fill that. Hopefully, as the club grows on the pitch, you know, the option there is then to expand the stadium. Once again, this new regime at Everton, they just seem to be doing things the right way for me, and I think that's tactically the best route.
Yeah, what you've got to hand to Everton is they clearly are taking into consideration the thoughts of not just the supporters on this, but the local community as well. They're a community club. We know that through all the great work that is done by Everton in the community, but they are intent on getting this right.
Yeah, and it's important because, you know, I mean, we've banged the drum more than anyone, but it's such a big move for the city as well. The regeneration within the area, it's massive. You know, it's sometimes I think, certainly the Red Hart, I think that's a bit tongue-in-cheek, and, you know, just we're trying to get anything to kind of soften the blow for them of us getting a new state-of-the-art stadium. But let's be real, it's massive for the city, and they've got to get it right.
What do you want out of a new stadium?
I want something a little bit more unique to Everton Football Club. You know, so many stadiums, certainly the new ones up and down the country, they haven't had much character. You know, the most famous examples would be like the bowl type stadiums, or
they're just like shoeboxes, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. That's not what we need. We need something unique. You know, the good thing is here we seem to have brought in a guy who understands the football club, understands what we're looking for out of a stadium. If we can keep some of the characteristics from Goodison, I'm talking about, you know, fans close to the pitch. Just those little small factors, I think Evertonians will be over the moon with that.
Well, I've just got some quotes actually from Dan Mize in front of me, who is the stadium architect. He says, we know from all the conversations we've had with fans that they want a stadium that is atmospheric, feels like a fortress and supports the players on the pitch. They also want the club to be ambitious for the future. We believe this proposed approach to design and capacity meets with those aspirations. Our design and engineering approach will give us the potential to expand in the future. This will be done if and when we are at a stage where it is financially viable and fits within our key principles. So he's saying all the right things.
Yeah, and he has from day one. He seems to really adopt at Everton. You know, it seems more than just a project for them. He seems to be really buying into, you know, what the club's about, really. He's constantly communicating with fans on social media, which I think is massive. He's been to a lot of games. He seems a fan now of the club. And I think he's been pivotal so far in this whole new stadium proposal.
He certainly has. The only concern I wonder if any Evertonians have is just over how long this is taking. Yes, Everton are clearly trying to get it as right as they possibly can by as many people as they can, but still no spades in the ground, and there aren't going to be for at least another year by the looks of it.
Yeah, it's going to be really difficult to shake those nerves. I think until, you know, we've got that first game of the season in that new stadium, there's always going to be fears, certainly from Evertonians, because, you know, we've been here so many times before and we've been let down for various different reasons. And I think it's going to be difficult, as I say, to really, truly accept this as happening until we do see the stadium going up. But, you know, all that we can do is take it as it's been now under this new regime, and they are doing all the right things. That gives me confidence. It's never going to be easy. It's such, people don't understand how big projects like this are. There's so much to go into it. That part of Liverpool as well, there's protected buildings there, and it's a very unique part of the city. So there's a lot of paperwork and, you know, a lot of factors to take into consideration. But I'm happy with what I've seen so far, and I think we've done the right things so far.
Absolutely, and hopefully those plans will move forward fairly quickly and smoothly. It's Radio City Talk. I'm speaking to Everton fan and journalist David Hughes. Let's just move away from the stadium for a moment or two. Hopefully David Downey from the Blue Room will join us to go back to that later on in the hour. But let's go to the festive period, which gets underway on Sunday for Everton against Spurs. Quite a congested one. They've got a day less for all their Christmas fixtures compared to most of the Premier League teams. It's then Burnley and Brighton away between Boxing Day and New Year, and then Everton and Lincoln at home. It's going to be a busy one.
Yeah, well, it always is, isn't it? It's a real difficult time of the year in terms of the rest players getting between games. But, OK, Everton have got, you know, less time than others. But I think if you look at that run, you've said that Spurs will be, of course, a real difficult game, but you've got Burnley, Brighton, Leicester before the FA Cup game against Lincoln. You know, there's no easy game in the Premier League, of course, but it's not a bad run of fixtures where Everton can hopefully build up a little bit of momentum.
Momentum's the key thing after the stuttering since the Merseyside derby.
Yeah, definitely. It's... You know, obviously the results at Anfield was a blow. I think it was more the manner of the defeat as well. Playing so well, but getting nothing out of the game. And you could see that it almost had a hangover in those two following home games. I mean, Newcastle, Watford, you'd be expecting, you know, 4 points at home against both sides. It didn't quite work out. And then you've probably had to go to the most difficult place in the country at the moment, the Etihad. Okay, we didn't play well, but... So, I mean, we did play okay, but defensively we let ourselves down at times. And, yeah, it's important now we start getting back to winning ways. I think it's going to be difficult against Spurs, of course, but certainly after that you want to be picking up two or three wins from those games.
Certainly do, certainly against Burnley, Brighton and Leicester, and then, obviously, Lincoln in the FA Cup. What's your points expectation from those four league games?
Well, I feel like Everton are really due a big performance under the lights of Goodison. It's that time of year where it's dark early. You know, we've got a good side coming in Tottenham. So, you know, I appreciate how good Tottenham are, but I'm hoping this could be that kind of big Goodison performance that we get a couple of times a year. Maybe not as much as we should have in recent years, but certainly in the past, getting the fans on side. So I think if we can get any sort of results against Tottenham, that'll be a move in the right direction. But then Burnley, of course, they're struggling this season, so you'd like to go there and pick up maximum points. Brighton are very good at home, so yeah, that's a difficult one. It's hard to say. Once again, you need to be picking up some sort of results. But then Leicester at home, I think we've got to be looking at maximum points at that one. They're always in and around the mid-table, aren't they, Leicester? Well, certainly in the last couple of seasons, but they just seem a little bit off the boil. I know they've had, obviously, the tragic... helicopter crash a couple of months ago that's maybe knocked them off on the pitch. So I'm hoping for maybe, you know, 6 or 7 points if possible.
Minimum would be great if Everton could do that. David, enjoy it, and thank you for your time as ever.
Take care, man. Speak to you soon.